Hello, this is the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond podcast. And I am Caroline Crystal Hart, and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Isinger of Joni's White Light Healing. How are you today, Joni?
I am fine, thank you, and quite amazed that I did this technological feat of signing on through my phone. So that was the wow at the beginning. I'm a little bit happily shocked. So I am fine, Caroline.
Good. Right. So for all those, obviously we do a Blog Talk radio show, which is mainly live call-in readings. So today this is about a podcast where we actually can talk about what we do know, and for those who wish to learn or develop themselves a little bit more. And the other thing we'll talk about the energies for the following month. So our last podcast, we actually did the January energy. So we're going to be touching on the February energy this month, coming up. And obviously we are going to be talking about our beliefs and how we believe that we are in Earth school. I hope that's okay with you, Joni.
Oh, I concur. My sentiments exactly.
Okay. So, shall we get, do you want to tell everyone who you are, what you do, and just introduce yourself?
Sure. I'll make it brief because people might have been following with our live call and radio show. My name is Joni Isinger, and I'm a New Yorker, now in New Jersey, originally a therapist. And then when the gifts came in, I changed my trajectory, and I am now a professional psychic and medium and healer. And I offer private sessions, and I also am out in public. And I very much feel that I'm here to assist with the awakening. So that I'm just going to keep that brief because I think we go into our long story elsewhere and we can cover a lot in this podcast. So Caroline, if you want to share, please do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm Caroline Crystal Hart. I discovered my gifts in 2006. I went through a transition called the Dark Night of the Soul, which we'll talk about in this episode as well. I actually now am a psychic medium and healer. So I channel spirits, I hear, see, and feel. And that's really me. I have a business called Crystal Heart Psychics, which is obviously where I have live psychics available online to take your call any time of the day. But again, I'm going to keep it short because if you do listen to our live call-in show, then you will be able to hear us in deeper detail. So
Yes.
now I think we're just going to talk about the energies of 2024. Now, when me and Joni originally predicted, we both said that we thought the energies were going to be a bit more settled. However, I'm pretty sure if you've had some experiences, the transition into 2024 has been a little bit challenging, shall we say, hasn't it, Joni? From,
Yes.
but I.
Even going on social media, the posts that people are sharing and the pictures and the stories around the world, they're quite shocking. So it's kind of like hold on to your safety belt.
Absolutely, absolutely. However, even though it's been a jump start into the new year, I feel that we are being asked to clear energy out. I know I've certainly experienced that. I'm pretty sure you have too, Joni.
Oh yeah.
So I think we've gone into that sort of winter time is about the hibernation, and also getting your energy straight for the following year, but also going into this new year, I feel that we're being asked to call out and dispose of old energies that no longer serve us. The way that can be seen is sometimes it could be friends that you've had friends for a while. However, they are not assisting you in your forward movement. So sadly, friendships, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And those ones that are there for a season might have been, shall we say, you might have distanced yourself from those at the beginning of this year. I know I certainly have, and I'm pretty sure you certainly have too, Joni. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been experiencing both sides where I've let people go, they've let me go, and I smile as I am very glad that these occurrences have taken place. Also, people might notice that there are souls that are leaving. They are dying. They're passing. Mm-hmm. And that this is also a release, and that there is a release of that soul in terms of transitioning home. And then those that are left, there is that grief process regarding releasing that person that they have known in the physical, and dealing with a new life without them here. So there is definitely a ridding, and it seems quite acute. Don't you think so? It's
absolutely
really...
I know, I've certainly experienced it this year.
And it's also interesting that Mercury was retrograde through a lot of December, and that it went direct on January 2, and that the there was a leaving going on beforehand, but a continual shift and separation through that January of the luge, where it's just that movement forward and that opening, and the sky's the limit, and a lot of dumping. And I would suggest to people just to hold on, but smile and accept, have gratitude, and ask oneself, well, what could that be about? Why that person is no longer here? And what can I learn from this? And how could I possibly benefit from it?
Yeah. Yeah. And this is all about our learnings, which brings us nicely into our beliefs. So when we actually do the live call-in show, we do talk about, we say a lot of things, whereas someone joining us new, and we both realize this, might not understand what we're saying. So our belief system, and this is mine and Joni's, is that, we're here on Earth school. So we're a spirit having a physical experience. This is the first thing. When we start to awaken, what happens is a transition. So we start to listen to our intuition. We start to develop our sense of intuition. But also we're here for, to learn. So we do have these life lessons where people do come into our lives, and sometimes, we end up saying goodbye to them on many different levels. And it's just because our energy has shifted, their energy has shifted, and it is a natural conclusion to that relationship or friendship, or, even as I say, it's passing, it's a loved one departing. And I think also, we need to ask, as Joni has said quite rightly, sort of, what have I meant to have learned from this? What was the benefit of that situation? And it's just understanding those lessons so we can move beyond that, but also understanding what have we got to learn from that situation? What did we take away from the table? In the sense of that friendship would have taught us something, it would have been there for us for a reason. And we would have grown in ourselves, both emotionally and spiritually, as we pass through that situation. I'm sure you concur with that, don't you, Joni? So,
yes. Yes. And as you were talking, I was thinking of something related, a little bit on a tangent, but related, and that we've never talked about this in our shows, is that here we are as two spiritualists talking about release and loss, and we're saying it sort of matter-of-factly, and that it's important for you as listeners to realize that we are human, that we have separate, we have our respective lives, and that we also have emotions, and we've grieved, and we've been angry and sad, and we've gone through our changes to then come out on the other side to find that peaceful place. That's what we're working on too, is to find that steady, centered place. So if you ever how do they sound so removed? It's not that we don't feel. It's not that we're callous or cold. It's that we are also working. So when we are doing this podcast, we sound more official or maybe separated from emotion. But we're just like you in that we're walking in our shoes. We're having our own experiences. We've lost people as of you. We're making decisions about what to do with so many things, and that we're just delivering it in a more pointed fashion, in a teachable way. Do you want to add to that? We've never talked about
that. I do actually, because I do think there is a lot of talk, as in the wider world, is obviously Myself and Joni get a lot, we have a lot of clients that are healing, and that's our primary objective. Is if yes, we do readings, but we do healings as well, and that's part of our live calling show. And you will, when you listen to our live calling show, you will hear us ask people to forgive themselves, to release that energy, that to release those emotions. Now, it doesn't mean that, myself and Joni have both experienced divorce, which is grief and loss. And I would say this: any loss of a relationship creates a level of grief, okay? And a lot of people label that with depression, but I think we need to say that it is the body does have a natural reaction to grief. So there is effectively a period of grieving, which is quite emotionally painful. So I agree with Joni and concur completely, is that sometimes we sound as psychics, and because we have done many readings and many healings, that we sound very matter of fact. But both us, we are both human beings. We both have those emotions. We understand how people are feeling when they're going through those emotions. But when we are connected onto our spiritual selves, we tend to understand the reasons for that situation, which helps sometimes you come to terms with the loss. And I think that's really important to stress, especially if someone has departed, because as much as I would never predict, someone passing, there has been times where I have known. It's still painful that person to experience it, but part of my job as a medium is to connect to that departed loved one to say that that person who's departed, it was their time. And also, it's knowing the difference of can we heal this person or is it their time? And I think sometimes we forget that. But also, regardless, this is someone you love deeply that you have lost, and therefore you are going to experience an element of emotional pain and grief, which we totally understand and empathize. But also, as healers, that's our job to help heal you too. So I would definitely say I concur with you on there, Joni. We do say it quite matter-of-factly, but that's our spiritual selves connecting in and seeing it how on an energetic level, not necessarily from a human level. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and that I think there are listeners that are wondering about us as souls and healers and psychics, mediums. I will ask you, I will interview you, and you could do that back with me. Is I will ask you then, how do you, Caroline, how do you cope? How do you, what is your process? Any tips for the people listening that you employ? When you experience someone letting you go, or you letting someone go, and then the after effects, how do you manage and
Well,
get?
I will actually talk about divorce because I think it's really important. I think someone, especially if someone leaves you, there's an element of rejection and abandonment that you have to go through. And I would honestly say that the worst thing that happens when someone actually leaves a situation or a relationship, there is rejection, abandonment. There's also grief over that. So for me, and I will say this, when I first experienced what an emotional trauma like that was, you can sink down a big dark hole pretty quickly. But what I would say is I learned from healing myself that I could have healing and I could heal myself. But also what I found is that as much as you want to sit at home alone on your own and grieve, there is a part of you have to force yourself almost to get back out there. And when I say that, that's exercise, that's your food. It's very much a case of, to pull yourself out of that situation again, it's make sure you do socialize with really supportive friends around you. Or if those friends aren't supportive, it's time to find a different group of people that are happy to support you. Then there's also making sure that you work on yourself. So
Yep.
therefore, if you have to, and I've said this to a lot of people over the years that I've coached through divorce, is if you have to look in the mirror every day just to say, I'm amazing, I'm beautiful, and I'm wonderful, that's what you need to do, because you need to affirm yourself that that rejection isn't necessarily about you, it's about that person who's rejected. And we'll go on to that. So there is a lot of people in this world that are very insecure. So sometimes you could be in a relationship where you are the person that gets rejected, but you're not the one at fault. And I think this is, we have to be almost blameless in this situation. And I think sometimes when you suffer with that, your first thing is, what did I do wrong? And I actually believe that that's the bit you have to reconcile with your first. Sometimes it's just not you. Sometimes it's the fact that the other person has their own issues that they are dealing with. They haven't dealt with those issues, so they believe that by leaving the relationship that they're going to solve the problem. And actually, what they may find is later on down the line, they might have changed all their circumstances, but they still haven't dealt with those issues inside. So they're still going to go through the same cycle. And I think that's something that's really important to stress there. So the first thing is take the blame away from yourself. The second is nurture yourself in the sense of, have a spa day, go and have some massages, go to the gym. Get some exercise, get some fresh air, make sure you eat properly, and also, make sure you have a really strong supportive friends around you. I think you would concur with that, Joni, but I'm going to ask you the same question. So obviously, when you went through your situation, how did you cope?
Well, I think that just to dovetail on what you were saying about taking the blame off self, I would add a little subsection to that. When things occur for me and I'm being accused of something or rejected, or if I'm making a decision, I need to do a reality check and I ask myself, is there anything that I did that could have caused this? And it's going, it's reviewing. Or if it's a pre-plan to let someone else go, it's what is the situation? What's been going on? This is if I am going to separate from someone. And is there anything that I've done to cause this? Or why am I feeling this way where I'm about to do this? And if someone has dropped me or released me from their story, then I definitely do a reality check and I ask myself, is there anything that I did, and I review, and then come up with is if there is anything, and if there is, there might be an apology to be made, and if not, that's where the release of blame, there's going neutral, and then seeing that that soul needed to do this for whatever their reasons were, and then the general, when you ask me, it's this what we do. We straddle third dimension and then a higher dimensions, and it's challenging to be in both at the same time. So you've got this physical drama going on, or a story called life, and things happen. And if they're uncomfortable, we need to accept and look at it with wonderment and curiosity, and we need to try and be present centered if possible. Yes, have that support system and communicate with someone and delve in, do that personal work like you said, and ask questions. And you can also go to trusted ones, and you can ones that are trustworthy and where you appreciate their wisdom. And you could pass something by them and say, what say you? What do you make of that? And that's where you might see things from a different lens. You might learn, you might get validation. And if you don't like what you've heard, well, maybe shelve it. Maybe shelve it. And if it really is something that's not up your alley, sure, you can trash it. And so going through life with the like for the divorces that I've had, their stories unto themselves, I look at it that everything is divinely ordered, and that I'm an old soul and I'm a brave soul, and that assists me in coping. And that I also think, boy, could have been pre-birth planned. And that if I pre-birth planned it, what could my soul growth opportunities be? Why was I there for them, and vice versa? And as long as I do the forgiveness work and where I don't blame self and other, I feel content. And I do my healing work. and I look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the future. I get excited about every day, no matter what I've been through before. I don't believe that I would have scars that would prevent me from creating a happy story. So that's the long and short of.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for any relationship, you can actually go through and you can say, okay, what part did I play in that? And you take the lessons from that. So there is sometimes that you may have done something and it's taking that on board, taking responsibility, but forgiving yourself for doing it too. So there is a lot of things that you can do to assist you in moving forward and to allowing yourself to heal from that scenario. And me and Joni, on our live calling radio show, you will actually hear us saying about forgive yourself and others. And the reason for that, it's not about, and I always say this, forgiveness, I used to think it was about forgiveness and going back, but sometimes you can't. So therefore you have to forgive the other person to release the negative emotions that you're carrying. So then you can deal with the emotions that you're dealing with. And I think that's a really useful tool to get yourself into that balanced place again and get back to being connected. Because I think when you go through a situation like that, you can distance yourself from others. You can shut yourself off and then you can push yourself. And obviously we talk about the five stages of grief. The first one is denial. And then the second one is anger. And it's the anger that you have to then deal with. And that's the really tricky. And a lot of people can get really stuck in the anger. And that's where the forgiveness comes in. Then you come to a process. Once that's been processed, you come into a place of acceptance. But it takes a little while just to get to that acceptance. So I think, you know, from my point of view, you know, and from Joni's, I'm sure, is that we are humans. We are meant to experience these emotions for a soul growth opportunity and for our learning. And when you have that level of understanding, it just helps you heal a bit better. And that's where we're coming from really with that, isn't it, Joni?
Yeah, I'd like to address the souls that feel that they do no wrong. I believe that there are souls that might be listening that tend to deflect and have difficulty looking at themselves.
Yeah.
There are many, many people, and this is not said with judgment, this is directed to the ones who are in great pain and have they have the challenges looking at their pain. I would strongly suggest for the ones that are not taking responsibility for their words and their deeds, that they consider healing themselves a moment at a time, peeling away little by little, so they can heal that inner child within that is having such difficulty owning what they are saying and doing. Yes, you and I speak very clearly to all regarding do your work, yet there are many people that are so pained that that is the last thing that they might consider doing, because lifting the rock to see what's underneath feels like an ego shatter, feels like death. And I believe that every soul can peel away one layer to look a little bit, and it might not feel comfortable, but to get to a place where you possibly could admit that there is a problem with you is so huge. It is so huge. Do you want to add to that?
I do. I think, you know, there's many things that we all have to learn. And I just think that we need to look inside to say, okay, what did we do wrong? But once you've reconciled that, you can heal that aspect. And also, you know, myself and Joni will talk about vibration over on our live call-in show. And the reason why we do a lot of releasing emotions is because as soon as that happens, we actually can help ourselves physically. our energy will shift, our vibration changes, and we'll find ourselves having a place of being more energetic and back to our old selves. Because I think sometimes when we go through these situations, we sort of crumple into a little heap in a corner somewhere, and it's about lifting yourself back up again. And that's partly what me and Joni do. That is our job, to assist others in lifting themselves back up into a good place again. And obviously, you know, that's how I feel that it is. And you know, I just feel that, you know, when we get our energy back on balance, we're wiser, we've got more opportunities to learn, but we will move forward in a, how do I put it, a more profound way, a more understanding way. And it gives you that wisdom and that connection back again. So I just feel that, you know, I think this is, you know, from a podcast point of view, we've got into quite a deep subject quite early on. However, I think it's really important to understand that this is what me and Joni do, and this is what we assist other souls with their issues, so we can assist them to move forward.
Yes. Yes. Would you like to begin the 2024 February forecast? Would you like to channel, and then I'll tag team and do my February?
I absolutely will.
Please.
So as far as February is concerned, as I say, I feel like January has been a jump start. We've been called upon to clear out, if that makes any sense. I know that's definitely happened to me. However, February, I do feel there is still changes, because this is going to go through till March. I actually feel that we're still changing and shifting in relation to bringing, and the words I'm getting from my guides is to bring our energy levels up, our vibration up, so we can connect in deeper to take us through till spring, because this is about the transitional stage of us standing tall, making sure we go forward into March with a more positive outlook. So I feel that the February is about putting everything, if you were moving house, you'd be putting your boxes back in order. And I kind of feel that this is what's happening. So coming up to the end of January, changes are still occurring. February, I still feel there's some changes, but the energy is more settled. But this is preparing us to propel us into the future for spring. Okay, so this is always a transitional phase for this time of year anyway. However, I do feel that February, it's still, the words I'm actually getting from my guides is that the energies are still shifting. So we'll be called to put our houses in order, ready for the baseline for the spring to come in. So that is my take for February. Joni, over to you.
Thank you. I'm going to go in. Let's see what they say regarding Feb. You know, it's interesting. I get the word torque, like twisted, torqued. I feel that there's a strange type of a twist, and people get scattered in different directions. I feel that friends might get separated and there might be returns of others. I feel there's a lot of reunion. On the other hand, that despite the scattering, there's more of a coming together. And that I do feel that people... I get people will need help, so they might call upon resources. I see several events taking place, and people are going outside to watch certain events. People want to be part of gatherings, and that I just see a lot of community and people wanting to be arranging their lives in a certain way so they're not alone. So again, on the one hand, there's that diaspora that's splitting up, yet there's more of a congregation. And let's see what Spirit says through me. Reassurance and handholding. There are people that are going to be looking for others for support, and reach out definitely during this time if you're looking for help regarding anything. It's use your intuition. Your feet will take you to exactly where you need to go. You'll dial up whoever you need to speak with. Your intuition during this time. And for any people who feel that they've been corrupted, that they've been done wrong, that their minds are all twisted and upset, they need to really go and find another way of doing things and really go. I almost see them like running on a treadmill and then jumping off, like get off, get in another direction and stop it already. And no more feeling sorry for self. And if you're saying, oh, it's ruined or they ruined me, you need to really take a look at that, because that's negative thinking and that will remain on a treadmill without a jump off.
So absolutely.
It gave me. So.
Yeah. I also feel I'm getting more of a news kind of thing going on at the moment. So I do feel around the world there's going to be a lot more protests. I think obviously we've got a lot of changes out there on the global stage, in the sense we've got wars going on, you know, on a 3D, when we say 3D, what we mean by that is on our normal everyday lives. I do feel from a global stage, there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot of change. Obviously, you've got the elections coming up in the US. We'll probably have a general election here in the UK. But I also see I'm being given shown protests. So there's going to be a lot more people talking about freedom of speech and also activism as well. I kind of feel that that's coming. And the words I'm getting from my guides is the people will speak. And I think there's a lot more going on in the world, because I think we've been quite quiet, shall we say, and we've put up with a lot over the past, they're saying to me, 10 years. So I do feel there's going to be a lot more speech going on against violence, is the words I'm getting from my guides, to be honest, Joni. I don't know whether you're getting anything about that right now, but
they,
it's really
to give
yeah.
information regarding those things, and they stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That channel's shut off in that direction.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's all I get for the new year. So I do think, yeah, February is going to be still holding on to your hats there. Yeah. But I do feel that, you know, we started to settle. They're saying to me sort of later on in the year, we'll start to feel the energies stable off around the end of February. And then we're heading nicely into the spring, which is nice. So I think we're getting prepared, so to speak, aren't we, Joni?
It feels so. It feels that spirit wants us to keep leveling up and and healing and getting rid of what doesn't serve us and really trying to be the best version of ourselves that we could be. That's why we came here. So if things feel like a knockdown drag out or a rock'em sock'em robots, it is because we wanted it that way, we needed it that way, we expected it that way. And for those that are protesting, those that are saying no, I won't, well, take a moment, consider that this is an earth school and that you fancied conflict. Yes, you fancied conflict before incarnating in order to give yourself and others the opportunity to move up the ladder.
Absolutely. And I do say, and I will say this as well, which I think you'll concur with me. Both myself and Joni have been doing this for a long time. Sort of me, I'd started to awaken in 2006, even though I'm laterally gifted. It's four generations deep. It's in the family. There's a time period in your life where your guides will turn around and say, hey, it's time to wake up. Okay. And this is called the Great Awakening. And I totally accept that not everyone's in that same place right now. So we all go through that transition at a different time. And it's when it's meant to be. It's never too far soon. Or it's never too late either. It's the time that we talk about pre-birth plan, which means that obviously as a spirit, before we came here and chose to be born into a physical body, we had a pre-birth plan. We agreed we wanted these lessons. And nothing, and I will always say this, you will never get what you cannot cope with. And that is really important, you know, in the sense that we will only be given what we can cope with.
That I think is an actual truism. And I read that somewhere. It's almost like a universal law or this reality that spirit doesn't give you more on your plate than you can handle. I had kept that page of it was either in a book or something online, but I had read exactly what you shared. That is a spiritual truism. So when
And
it
I think this is what our podcast is going to be about, isn't it? We're trying to, me and Joni are very aware, and this is how the podcast came out. And again, the best things happen by accident. So when it came to the December Blog Talk radio show, the actual there was a technical fault with the system. So we actually couldn't do the live call-in show. So we decided that we'd try this, recording a podcast, and discovered that it's really quite straightforward and easy to do. So then we both said that when we do our live call-in shows, we're an hour and a half once a month. We take a lot of calls, but we have a lot of people waiting for those calls as well. And we don't get round to everybody, but because we are actively doing readings and healings, that we don't necessarily get the chance to explain some of the things that we do. So this is what this podcast is for. It is going to be posted onto Blog Talk Radio too, so our Blog Talk Radio listeners can hear it as well. But also, again, for those that are listening on Spotify, hop on over to Blog Talk Radio as well and listen to our live call-in show. But that's why we decided to do this podcast, because we felt that it was our time to let people know, understand it a little bit greater. We'll be talking about various different topics over the coming year. We'll do the February month, the Jan the monthly energy, but on top of that, we will pick a subject that we will discuss. And hopefully for those listening, it helps you. And also you know about where we are and what we do as well.
If you have any, for those listening, if you have any requests regarding topics you'd like for us to talk about, you can contact us through Blog Talk Radio. And you can also find our page on Facebook, the UK-US Psychic Tag Team, Connect Across the Pond, and find us there. We receive those messages. And if we feel that the topic is acceptable for a podcast, we surely and gladly we'll have that be the theme for a show. We're very open to your comments. And if you are a live call-in caller on our show and you have listened to the podcast and you have a request for a podcast theme, please do that. We might even mention that at the beginning of our next show, Caroline, where we're doing
Absolutely.
podcasts, and that if people want to hear us chat about different themes, when we get to you as a caller, if there's something that you want to hear about, please take the opportunity and tell us. We're excited.
Absolutely.
It's
We
a
are.
way for others to hear us be human and to know how we are. I mean, we're still tag teaming here. We are great friends. We go back and forth. We Again, the way we discuss our backgrounds and how we came to be together as colleagues, we're very similar in our belief about why we're here and what we do. And we do this humbly and as of service to other and with love.
Absolutely, 100%. So anyway, for those that have been listening, as I say, I'm Caroline Crystal Hart. I'm founder of Crystal Hart Psychics, where I have psychic readers available online 24/7. We have Australian telephone numbers, UK telephone numbers, and US credit card numbers as well. There is lots of blogs on there. We have lots of quizzes and daily horoscopes, and there is also a tarot app. So, and you also, I also have a Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics, and we do have the radio show page, which is UK US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. So, Joni, would you like to tell everyone who you are and where they can find you if they want you?
Sure, you could find me through my website, JonisWhiteLightHealing.com, or a YouTube channel, Joni Isinger, on Facebook, Joni's White Light Healing, or Joni Isinger. You could find me on LinkedIn and SoundCloud.
And there you go. So that is our second podcast. Thank you to all that listen.
Yes, thank
And
you.
we look forward to producing our next podcast in a few weeks.
It was a pleasure, Caroline, as always.
It was a pleasure. You take care now, Joni, and take care to all of our listeners. And we look forward to you listening in a few weeks. Okay. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.